What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark, and in today's episode, we're talking about commitment. Now, this is my third time recording this podcast, okay? Time number one, wasn't pressing the record button. Time number two, for some reason, during the podcast, I had the craziest sniffles, and every 3 seconds, I was sniffling. It was not good. And so, this is time number three, because after listening to time number two's audio, I was like, I ain't posting that on the podcast. We're not doing that today. So commitment. Commitment is the word of the day. And the reason commitment is the word of the day is it is currently 7:58 p.m. on Thursday, May 9th. And I'm sitting in the airport and I'm on the way to go to Bradley's event. And this is coming off of the back of 3 back-to-back weekends. I had the Limitless Arena, which I flew to Salt Lake City. I got the opportunity to speak in front of 7,000 people, which was incredible. And then after that, we had the Peak Denomination weekend, and I had 3 speeches on that weekend, one on day one, one on day two, and one on day three, not to mention all the logistics that come with running an actual event of yourself. And then this weekend, I'm going to speak at Brad Lee's event, and this event is going to be the biggest speaking opportunity that I've had to get my brand out there, because, you know, I've talked at WealthCon before, which is good, but this is the first time I'm getting paid as a guest speaker to come to somebody else's event to speak about personal branding outside of fitness business coaching. So this is big. And I remember Brad reached out to me 2 weeks ago and asked me if I wanted to speak at this event. And before I even knew the dates or anything, I said yes. And I was like, when and where? I'll make it happen. And he told me that it was the weekend after the Peach Denomination event. And even though that would have meant that I literally have not had a day off in the last 21 days, I accepted. Because when opportunity knocks, you answer the door. Regardless of, you know, whether or not you're tired or not. So commitment is the word of the day, because it has been 20 days since I've had a day off. Like it has been a minute since I've had a day off. And if we're being completely transparent, you guys, if I'm being honest, the amount of negotiation I had to have with myself in order for me to actually have this podcast was immense. And, you know, there was thoughts where I was like, you're too tired. You've got shit going on. You're going to this event. You don't need to do a podcast. But yo, I made a commitment at the start of this year. And the commitment is that I was going to do 5 podcasts every week, no matter what. And I already missed one on Monday, because I'll be completely transparent. Monday morning, I slept pretty much until 7 a.m., which I never do. And it was literally right after I posted a reel saying that I get up at 3:30 a.m. every day and I never miss, which is true. I usually do get up at 3:30 a.m. every day. But for Monday morning, I just gave myself the space, because like after doing 3 days back to back to back at the event, I was like, okay, you need to sleep, buddy boy. So I missed Monday, and the thought of missing today made me sick to my stomach. So here we are. And not only here we are, and this is the third time recording, because the first time wasn't recording, second time had the sniffles, listened to the sniffles, wasn't okay with it, doing it again. That's commitment, you know, that's commitment. And when I look back on the last 6 years of me building Peak Denomination, which I had to build this presentation so I could really demonstrate how far you can go when you start focusing on your personal brand. To think about where my life has come in the last 6 years is absolutely insane. Like the first live stream I ever did, I was doing it in Kirsten's kitchen in her 600 square foot apartment that I was basically room and boarding with, because I just moved to Kelowna by myself. I didn't even have my own car. Kirsten was driving everywhere, and I was just starting this podcast, and I wanted to have the number one podcast for online coaches. And the first live stream I ever did was embarrassing. If you want to look for it, search Change Lives Make Money on the Facebook. Search a post by Brian Mark. You'll find it. I'm wearing a red shirt. It's funny. So like that's where it started, you know? And to think about where I've developed into now, like to think about the fact that Brad Lee, who is internet famous on every level, like 1.3 million Instagram followers, 250,000 YouTube subscribers, has one of the biggest podcasts. To think about the fact that that guy reached out to me and asked me to speak at his event about personal branding, honestly, is absolutely astounding.
Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode.
And Kirsten and I were talking about this on the plane as I was like walking through my presentation with her. And she was like, how cool is it that only 3 years ago, your Instagram account got disabled. And because it got disabled, you're getting this opportunity, because there's no way I would have gotten that opportunity had I been using old Instagram account, because it just wasn't working. The engagement wasn't good. It wasn't growing. It wasn't consistent. So people wouldn't have seen my brand as reputable and as consistent as it is now. Where when you come to my page, it's like all of my content performs well. Every single piece of content I post performs well, which just goes to show you that I've built like brand reputation. I've built trust in the marketplace. People know that they can count on my content to be high level. So how crazy is it that like the biggest adversity that happened to me in my life at that time, when like it was the biggest adversity, like I literally thought that like that was going to be the end of my business, turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened. And it's just, that's one of those things you can't really see in the moment. So I want to flip this on you, okay? Because this isn't about me, this is about you. And I want to ask you a question. And the question is this: what are you not doing right now that you know you need to be doing? What are you not doing? As in, you know what you need to do to be successful. Don't get it twisted. Me and you both know that you know. You know that you need to post more on social media. You know that you need to send more DMs. You know that you need to be booking more phone calls. You know that you need to be practicing your phone calls. You know that you need to be studying the fucking course. You know this. Me and you both know that you know what to do. So my question for you is, why aren't you doing it? And I think the answer really comes down to one of three things. Number one, you lost the vision. Like when you started seeing success in your online fitness business, that success got you comfortable. And you're making enough money to pay your bills, barely enough to skate by, but that gives you enough of a sense of security where you don't work as hard because you lost sight of the vision. You lost sight of like where, how good it could get if you went all in. And maybe you started working on your business and it got fucking hard. And then when it got hard, you're like, oh, this isn't as fun anymore because I actually have to fucking work. And you just lost the vision. Number one is maybe you lost the vision. Number two, maybe you don't have the desire. And maybe you don't have the desire because you just don't want to admit to yourself that you actually do fucking want to succeed, that you do want to hit the next level, that you do want to grow, that you do want to expand. Like you don't want to admit that to yourself, because then if you admitted that to yourself and you fell short, then you failed. Whereas right now, because you're not putting in the work, you get to have the excuse of like, oh yeah, like I'm doing pretty well. And if I was putting in the work, I'd be doing better, which is complete and total bullshit. I mean, you both know that. Like the, I always get in my way. That's like the biggest cop out of all time. That basically is you saying that you just like, don't have the balls to admit what you want. Because when you truly admit what you want, that you want to be successful, you want to make more money, you want to transform most people's lives, you want to make a bigger impact on this planet, you want to be able to provide for your family, like you want these things. When you admit that you want these things and you allow yourself to have desire, that desire will lead to work ethic. So number one, you lost the vision. Number two, you lost the desire. Or number three, you just don't believe. You don't believe. And belief is a funny thing, because when I really do like ask myself, like, where does my self-belief come from? Like, where does that come from? It comes from my ridiculous work ethic, would be the first thing. But second thing, like, if I'm being completely honest, I think the bigger place it comes from is faith. Like, I have a belief that there's a higher power that's guiding my actions, that's like on my side, that's like on my team. And I believe that when I'm a good person with good intentions and I got a vision and I know what I want and I'm here to serve and I'm here to help, that this like higher power is guiding me. And I know that even if I'm faced with an adversity that I think is going to be an obstacle, it ends up being an advantage, like the Instagram account, like the IG account that got disabled that I thought was literally going to be the fucking end of me turned out to be the start of me. And so I think that faith and that like belief in a higher power guides me and keeps me focused. So I want to flip this back to you, because again, this question is about you. This isn't about me. What work are you not doing that you know you need to do? This is an invitation to do it. If I can do this podcast three times on a Thursday night when I'm fucking exhausted, and I would rather not, because I made a commitment to myself, then so can you. And you might not think that those little commitments matter. And in the short term, they really don't. If you're looking at the short term, you're looking at the little wins, you're looking at the Instagram views that you get from one post, they really don't matter. What matters is the integrity that stacks up over time when you keep doing the right thing, when you keep sticking to your commitments, when you keep sticking to your word, when you never allow yourself to bend. When you're willing to record the podcast the third time because you know you said that you were going to put something out and you said that it was going to be good. Like when you do that day after day after day after day after day, for me, it's been over 1,000 times. I've done over 1,000 podcast episodes. Eventually that integrity stacks up and it starts to mean something. So information without implementation is just fucking noise. So now that you know what you're not doing, it's time to fucking do it. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.